May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 28. Blessed Spirit of Truth, Eternal God, Thou meek and lowly dove, who fillest the soul through Jesus' blood with faith and hope and love. Number 28.
Thank you. Let us read together from the 141st Psalm. Psalm 141, a few verses in John chapter 10. Psalm 141. Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. Let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. And their judges are overthrown in stony places. They shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord, in thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I with all escape. Turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, Seeth the wolf coming, leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. We leave the reading of God's word there. Amen. Almighty, most holy, holy Lord God, who and what are we to approach unto thee without a mediator, without an advocate? Surely, Lord, we need such a mighty one, and we pray for thy mercy. We seek, Lord, that as we come before thee, we come into thy house, Lord, and as we bow before thee, we pray for thy spirit. We not sung in the hymn, that blessed spirit of truth. Lord, stay not at a distance, but come, O Lord, and grant thy truth. Lord, may it live in us. We pray also, Lord, that thou guide us and direct us, blessed Spirit of truth. And Lord, do grant also that revealing of the person of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray that thou wilt not leave us to gather in the words that we've read, but himself they saw not. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt also grant that that gathering by the blessed Spirit, Lord, unto the truth as it is in Jesus. Lord, that thy word may be precious. Lord, there may be in our hearts some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel by thy Spirit. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come. Lord, we have those many, many enemies within. Lord, what unbelief, what infidelity, and what terrible maladies. Lord, do remember us still. Grant, O Lord, that subduing of all sin and unbelief. Lord, moreover, we pray for the cleansing from all guilt and shame. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember us as we seek, Lord, that there may be some divine purpose in the appointment. Lord, be with us. Remember us, we humbly pray. Oh, we do look to Thee, Lord, that Thou wilt remember that those that have come and perhaps scarcely can lift up their eyes with the publican. And there's some, O Lord, that may need Thee to begin again with them according to their thoughts and their feelings. Lord, we often seem to come there. Again I will build Thee, and Thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. We pray, Lord, for the oppressed. Thou wilt remember them. Lord, remember any providential need, or in the trials of the way, with those that wait upon Thee. And grant, O Lord, their heart's desire. Remember each one, we pray, Lord, that Thou wilt grant the gift of life, and Thou'll grant much help and comfort too. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt remember this house of prayer. How long have we felt, Lord, a union, and we pray that Thou wilt grant this evening that it may be sweetly known that Jesus is in the house. Jesus is in the house. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Pray, Lord, that Thou wouldst remember that the church we have thought many times, Lord, that those desires for suavity here in our own cause, Lord, that Thou wilt grant the Holy Spirit awakening and quickening and blessing. Bring, Lord, the people to the truth with sweet knowledge of themselves and knowledge of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt remember the young and be with them. Think of those, Lord, that need Thee to guide them and direct them. Be with them, we pray. Lord, we lift up our hearts unto those that have left Thy house. Lord, we can only say that it is by the grace of God we are what we are. We pray that Thou wilt bring them back, Lord, to grant those answers of peace. We pray, Lord, for the continuation of Thy healing mercies. Lord, Thou hast done great things. We desire ever to record Thy goodness. We often think, Lord, of Thy wondrous goodness, Thy loving kindness. Oh, how great. Continue, Lord, Thy favours and Thy many mercies. Sanctify all Thy dealings. Lord, remember, we pray Thee, each case and each need before Thee. Lord, remember us as we pray that Thou wouldst turn again unto the churches, their spirit of truth. Gather Thy scattered flock. Grant, O Lord, that building up could it please Thee. We pray that Thou wouldst grant Thy blessing. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. May we know much of the truth of it, the blessing of the Lord. We pray that Thou wilt hear prayer for our nation. Lord, surely we are much in need of Thy mercy and Thy deliverance. We've become amongst the nations of the earth that have rejected and despised the God of truth, but Thou hast been the God of deliverances. How great our guilt and shame. Turn again unto our land. What secularization, materialism. And Lord, what blind leaders of the blind. And Lord, what need we have thy mercy, personally and nationally. Lord, remember us. Lord, it seems as if we can hardly pray for thy blessing without repentance being given, without knowledge in high places there is a God. Remember our judiciary, how solemnly it is void of understanding. Lord, we pray for thy mercy upon us. Hear prayer, Lord, for the nations of the earth. May thy kingdom come. Lord, remember us as we desire to call upon thee. But Lord, do come now. Remember us. Lord, we have read those words, how thankful they are. In thy words, leave not my soul destitute. Pray, Lord, for those that have lost loved ones. We think of those, Lord, that have been taken with remembrance, affection. Remember our older friends. We pray that thou wilt bless them. Lord, that thou wilt make it manifest, as thou canst, that they are chosen vessels. Lord, remember us in these desires so poor, but knowest our heart. We pray that thou wilt remember us with thy divine favour, and it is, we believe, thy Spirit. Come, blessed Spirit of truth. Remember us, Lord, and help us this evening. We desire to record thy many mercies. We desire to thank thee for each returning need supplied. May it be so this evening. Lord, to take the veil away and breathe the living word. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt come. Thou wilt not leave us, Lord, to speak words. Grant thy Holy Spirit. We desire to acknowledge our unworthiness. Fall at thy feet. Pray for thy help. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 251. When Jesus with his mighty love visits my troubled breast, my doubts subside, my fears remove, and I'm completely blessed. 251.
As the Lord may help me, I will direct your prayerful attention to the John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10. The Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Especially the last part of the verse, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Desire the help of God to speak, firstly from the setting of our text this evening. These are the words of the Good Shepherd, Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. These are the words that were spoken of him in many parables. The Lord speaks especially. And the word of the truth of the gospel. He spoke again unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And then we notice, the Lord may help us, a few things of his coming. Then the truth in these words is the Lord may help us and grant the application. We notice these words are spoken especially as we consider the first verse, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief. A robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, to him the Holy Spirit always opens. To him the porter openeth. May we know it this evening. We need the Lord to open his word and to open our hearts. We read of the Good Shepherd and his sheep. We read those things which belong to the blessing of life. There is eternal life. One of the brethren prayed in the vestry, the mystery of eternal life. There is the need of spiritual life. Our thoughts do often go out that the Lord might bring back prodigals. The Lord might appear. The Lord might remember us with those tokens that his Spirit remaineth among us. And surely these words in our text this evening speak very much of him. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I believe it's right to say that there are open areas of gross error that is easily to be discerned, known all around us. A blasphemous, terrible day of rejection of God and his truth. There are open errors, there are clear errors, and then there are subtle errors. It doesn't need much grace to speak from these words, because it doesn't give a hint. It doesn't give the beginning of a hint that the Lord Jesus has come other than to be life itself. To make the point ever so clear that there is much subtle error, much error which belongs under the heading of Christianity. Services and the acknowledgement of God at this time, in the sending of his Son, the coming of the Son. So that the subtle errors are these, that it would be easier, better, for men to go rejoicing to heaven without the grievous knowledge of sin and unbelief, without too much trouble over how we shall stand at last, because Jesus is a mighty Saviour. How the errors, friends, are all around us, more than ever that we can properly understand the looseness and a terrible embrace of anything, as long as it has the name of Christ upon it. Indeed, that word is often taken out of all its setting. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. As it's discriminating, all sheep that the Lord redeems will come through that door, and not climb up some other way. I want to very much clear myself here, because the subtlety of error is this, that we ought to let go of the discriminating truths that we hope the Lord has blessed us in regeneration, and to embrace something which is more suitable for the flesh. And the subtlety of it is this: we are so low in our land, so that we might need the warning to be kept from everything and anyone that names the name of Christ. We have not so learned Christ. True faith sanctifies the soul. It brings us upon the ground of mercy, and will bring us in by this straight and straight gate. So there is a knowledge of Christ, and he is all in all. We do not intend to go any further, but the subtleties are very, very near. That there's no difference today. Friends, there is a difference. God's word reveals it. And the difference is this: the Lord makes his people upright in heart by the fear of the Lord, firmly in their hearts, coming out from among them, be separate, and touch not the unclean thing. No, I do not intend to speak any further on that particular point, but to notice that in the words of our text there's not a hint of false doctrine, or that we must begin, the Lord will continue, or that to be a Christian, that it is much better than to be otherwise. Something ever so wrong in it. But friends, it is that vital work of regeneration and that bringing of sheep into the sheepfold where the sheep hear his voice alone. And other voices, will they not hear? And the words then in our text speak of those that come, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill and to destroy. I am come, or I only am come, that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. And some do think that the true life of a Christian is happiness in this life, and to have a knowledge of Jesus is the top stone. Friends, it's the other way about, isn't it? It's Christ first and self last, that he might be all in all. I really must come a little further. The way then I believe I must speak from these words, according to the scripture, I am come that they might have life, they might have it more abundantly. Now these then that are in our text that are his sheep. It has been said many times, the sheep cannot see the mark on its own back, but the shepherd can see it. And these words speak, do they not? Friends, I believe it's unavoidable that these words speak of a deliverance from the law under which all men are by nature. They think and live, never will do, under the law. Unless God brings his dear people by his Spirit to know the plague of their heart and to feel they need the Lord to be mindful of them as the chief of sinners, that cannot even find the door without his voice, cannot even come amongst these sheep without the Lord Jesus to be going before them. So is the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I am come that they might have life. Now, very quickly I want to notice that, oh, the manner of his coming. It is said in the word, isn't it, to his sheep, for ye know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or may we know it, friends, by the mercy of God. I am come that they might have life. Now where does it begin? In the counsels of eternity and the fulfilling of God's wondrous electing love and mercy and the coming of the Lord Jesus in sweet obedience unto his Father for the sheep given unto him. Those sheep which are given unto Christ to redeem and to save unto the uttermost. And then there is the sweet manner of his coming. We do not to speak over long really, But it is that time, isn't it, when we remember that he really did come. In the lowliness, the manner of his coming. And that sweet babe of Bethlehem, I am come. And really it could be said there's a great I am in it. I am come. I am come that they might have life. That they might have it more abundantly. Then the matter very clearly is this. There is no life without him. Both spiritually and eternally. I am come that they might have life according to the good pleasure of the Father. According to sovereign mercy, according to his wondrous grace, I am come. It's the very beginning of everything, friends. It is what he came to do, and the manner of it is clearly for his sheep. Now some may say, well, that's my great difficulty, whether or not I am one of these sheep. That is the burden of my heart. That we read that chapter, that psalm, for those words. We may speak of them a little further, but our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth, but mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. And thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Well, the matter, friends, is this, that the Lord gives these sheep a law work. But some say, well, that's another matter that tries my heart, whether I have a law work, whether I have the very beginning. As our dear friend James Pack has said about the root of the matter, that being in me. Well, some may say it seems to be a text that shuts me out, doesn't give me a crumb of comfort. What a mercy, friends. If we have we not sung those false comforts? That when men think they can do something, be it ever so small, ever so great, what a mercy if you've been brought down into the depths. I can do nothing without thee. My strength is only thine. Now what is a law work? But friends, let me come to the point that is upon my mind. It's this, to be well taught, isn't it? Our utter helplessness, our utter ruin, and to know our unbelief. I mean to feel it deeply. And to mourn over it. And to need the Lord more than any other. The law work I want to speak about is this. Where there's no hope under the law unless Jesus appear. That my good prayers, my deeds, my thoughts, I cannot put anything to this great matter of salvation. It must be Jesus from first to last. Indeed, he is Alpha and Omega, isn't he? To thee, sheep. And the law work, friends, is this. Really, it's to take us off trusting in the law in this respect, that we're not quite so bad as others. Or that we are surely among the people of God because we go to chapel, or that we are found amongst God's people. The law work, friends, will take us off it and condemn us inwardly in our hearts, that being well assured of this, that our case is one of a great need. Is there any that can teach? Is there any that can come and bear this life and grant it to one that is so dead and so unable? And friends, that's the beginning, isn't it, of that law work. Many applications of it. The Lord kills and makes alive. No one else can. We don't want any pretense about it. And friends, the law work by the Spirit of God will bring us exactly where we must be. And that is perishing and undone and calling upon God for mercy. And that publican possessed it, and the Pharisee was ignorant of it, wasn't he? He knew the law work. I don't suppose he might be able to have said much about it, but it's that particular quickening, isn't it? And that knowledge of himself. God be merciful to me, the sinner. And so I want to speak to the encouragement of those that may need the Lord to begin. I thought of it in prayer, to begin with them. We often come to it. Indeed, the hymn writer did. Speaking in the hymn of his love. If I have not begun before, help me to begin today. So friends, this truth, it cuts not off any that truly, really seek the Lord and come. If so be, there may be hope. Looking again like Jonah, fearing that the Lord will never hear. The Lord has clean gone out against them. And friends, the characters in this verse are his sheep. They're not thieves and robbers. They would not dare to come in such presumption, nor by night to steal his promises, or to think themselves what they're not, or to show to others what clearly they never can be. No, friends, this word in our text, it's Christ and his sheep, isn't it? The great I am and his coming. Oh, and the manner of his coming was so lowly, wasn't it? Laid in that humble manger for faith. For those that want to be delivered. For those that feel to be so poor. For those that need the Lord so much. I am come. That they might have life. I wonder what it means to you. What it means to me. I hope it means something to me. I am come. And friends, the matter is, the gospel speaks so much of his coming. Indeed, everything rests in this. I am come. That they might have life. That they might have it more abundantly. It is spiritual life. And indeed, it is eternal life. I am come. Now, friends, whatever we may not be favoured with this evening, may we take this home with us. I am come. It can't be undone, can it? He is come. Oh, for an interest in it. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. Now that's the way I believe we must speak from these words. Has Christ been altogether the life, the truth, the way? But no other way, not a glimpse of hope. As the hymn writer says, a glimpse of hope for me, save in Gethsemane. I am come that they might have life. And you know, these sheep, they have to come to him for life. They don't bring their life and say, Lord, I bring myself. But they have to come, Lord, crucify this self. They have to say, Lord, undertake for me. I am oppressed. I need the Lord to be altogether the door of the sheep. And then there is a very clear sound in it, isn't there? I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Really, there's something so wonderful about these words, that they might have it more abundantly. Really, that's where I want to come this evening. Now, friends, the matter of it is this, it's the sweet renewings, isn't it, of the Holy Spirit, that the blessing of the Lord, that is in the Lord that lived and died and rose again. And it speaks in our text of an abundance. Now that is only in the gospel. It certainly isn't under the law, is it? That they might have it more abundantly. Oh, friends, it's the way in which the Lord makes himself known and remembers the humble, seeking, needy soul that needs the Lord to renew and to grant those tokens of his love. And it's experimental, isn't it? Now that's the difference between what is merely of the natural learning of the scriptures and the truth of it in the head, it's what's in the heart that matters. I once had to see a doctor who was an osteopath, and he was speaking where he didn't want doctoring, and he was bringing out his bones to show me. And I thought, well, that's just it. The doctrine of the bones, friends. We need the Lord to grant us that truth and the knowledge of it in our heart of what the Lord is. And to learn of him. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your soul. It's not in the head. We need the knowledge of it. And the Lord bless the teaching of it. The word and the truth. But, you know, it's just what rests in our heart. The matter of it is this. It will have an effect. It will have an effect. We shall bear fruit or not. We shall have the right fruit. The fruits of true humility and love. Ah, oh, friends, what a need we have of the truth of it. And then I want to come to the gospel and the truth of it. And that's what rests upon my mind a little this evening. Much in the verse that we have spoken of and the sentiments in that 141st psalm. Our bones are scattered at the graves now. It's when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord, and thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Sweet words. And they are words of much entreaty, aren't they? And confession and acknowledgement. And there is that looking up. Our eyes unto thee, are unto thee, O God the Lord. Thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Well, the matter in our text speaks very much of that life and the abundance of that life. But really, you know, it's the gathering up of these bones, isn't it? We've read or sung that hymn to the Holy Spirit. The further hymn speaks of those bones so dry and dead. For the Lord to grant that gathering up of those bones and to breathe upon them that they might live. That's the life in our text. I am come that they might have life. But they might have it more abundantly. Oh, and friends, it's that ministering, isn't it? Of the Lord to his sheep. It's the Lord's care, his watchful care. And friends, we've read much of the sheep and the shepherd going out after the sheep and bringing them again upon his shoulder. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. And really, it's the mercy of God that made known in the sin forfeited lives of his people. And God's people live, friends, on the bounty of God, that they live upon the Lord's renewings. What the Lord may yet bring, what the Lord might be pleased to do for those that are at the grave's mouth, their feelings, but all under the law. When faith looks to Sinai, friends, that's a very, very solemn place to be, isn't it? But I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundant. It's lifting up of their heads. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up the everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. It is when the Lord returns unto his people. There's a verse that really, I thought, made this clear to me. It's a hymn that is very high assurance, 94. But there's one verse on it I want to notice. He raised me from the depths of sin. He says, the gates of gaping hell. And fix my standing more secure than was, than 'twas before I fell. And I thought, well, that's the sentiment, the truth in our text, isn't it? More secure than was before I fell. That they might have life, might have it more abundantly. So that the Lord sweetly delivers his people from sin, sets them down on the finished work of Christ. And there to set their poor feet upon a rock. And that rock was Christ. Oh, but friends, it's that wondrous work of God's redeeming grace. And then to set his dear people down upon such mercy and such sweet truths, to put them under their feet. Friends, the matter is one of God's free grace, isn't it? And then His wondrous love and mercy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I want to notice that particular aspect of it, that it could be just left, I am come that they might have life. But wherein would it meet the needs of those in extremities? That those that have sinned and feel they need the Lord's rich mercy. They need the Lord to remember them again. Remember me with the favour that beareth unto thy people. It comes so low, doesn't it? That's what the gospel does. Not in the head, in the heart. When the Lord comes and grants one of those visits. And that's what the Lord does in the day of his spousals. He often comes and grants a sweet time whereby faith is lifted up and the Lord Jesus is precious. Well, there's no hint then, is there, of leaving or turning back. The Lord grants that sweet love. Doesn't need anyone to instruct you and teach you that the Lord is precious. It can be said in the words of the scripture, I know it, I know it. And then there are those times of sweet blessing and songs of deliverance. And how close does the soul cleave unto the shepherd? No wonder in afar off, when the Lord sweetly blesses the soul, and his banner over me was love. Have you got some of those times in remembrance? You got those tokens then that the Lord was mindful of you. And perhaps we ought to speak of the Lord granting this. We know not who among the dear friends have been sweetly brought up to the mountaintop. And there that the Lord will make himself known, as he surely does. Would to God it might be so. Those times of sweet refreshing, the times of keeping, the times of blessing, but when the sermons are short, when the Lord is pleased to grant little enlargement of faith, and he is precious above all things, certainly more precious than all other things. More precious than the golden wedge of Ophir. And then the decays. The Lord teaches and brings his people into the trial of their faith. Not just in the word of it, is it? The trial, but when it's heated up. The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes. When the Lord puts it all in the furnace and it's heated up, think ye not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. Friends, we walk in things we never thought we'd have to walk in. When the Lord appoints it all, not the author of it, but friends, the Lord sends it to make our hearts upright in his fear. Doesn't mean to say we're any better, but there's a particular straightening out, and that there's a need of true humility. Now there are times when the Lord exceedingly tries us, but sometimes he leaves them to Satan and the sieve. Their poor hearts are, well, they're all over the place, aren't they? I wonder what will happen next. The Lord sifts, or leaves his people to be sifted by Satan. He doesn't leave them altogether. And there are those times of sad departure. But when things are more comfortable in providence, and there may be times of prosperity, and we may think we make our nest and like to be seen by others. Oh, friends, how the Lord stirs it up sometimes. There's a need, isn't there, for the Lord to keep us from the top of the mountain, that we might learn, that we might know, that we might be walkers, that we might know many things, certainly to know ourselves, and to come again and again unto the Lord in the desire for repentance. Lord, give it to me. To come again and again, Lord, begin with me. That's what abides my mind this evening. Lord, begin again if it be needful. And then, friends, what wretched hearts we have. They don't get better, do they? We'll let the Lord withhold the sweet influence of his grace, and we'll go here, we'll go there. That we'll be left to ourselves and begin to be in a dreadful state. And then, friends, to come upon the ground of mercy. Can there be life for such a poor sinner? Can't say you've got any life. Feels the sentence of death in himself. And to need the Lord to grant the impartation of that life, the life of God himself, by the quickening influence, the Spirit of God. Knoweth he quicken who were dead in trespasses and sins. These sheep need the quickening of God's Spirit every day. Oh, but friends, how we solemnly prove this, that yet we need the Lord to grant life divine, and to overrule and to govern and direct us, and to ever cause us to return unto me. I will return unto you. Lord, make it in my heart a place where the Lord will come. I cannot do it. And friends, that's the difference, isn't it, between those that welcome Christ into their heart and others say, oh, what a wretched place it is. Can ever God dwell here? You'll be despised. Thought nothing of. These sheep, they have to walk the way their master walked. But friends, it's not turning it upside down. The matter is this: true grace will have true fruits. I am come that they might have life, they might have it more abundantly. Right. Just think, it strikes my mind, friends. Just another aspect. The wonderful favours and answers of peace. Well, they seem to fit under this word, the wonderful works of God. May we have a thankful heart. We might have it more abundantly. The Lord sometimes exceeds our prayers. I want to come to my last point. We might have it more abundantly. Now that's the difference. This world, friends, will become less and less our home. We live in it, but there's a desire for the Lord to guide us and direct us in the heavenly way. Yet those thoughts are only by the Spirit of God, aren't they? But there is a loosening and a desire. I've thought about those words with the apostle when he said that I may win Christ and be found in him. Another place we read, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. We need to be in a good place to really speak those things from our heart. And yet the Lord works it, doesn't he? To God he might work it in our hearts, and young and old especially. I am come that they might have life. They might have it more abundantly. Well, my dear late father, he loved those hymns where it spoke of those desires to be set free. Dear Jesus, set me free. We scarce knew what really was prompting it, but soon the Lord takes his people home and they give evidence for him. They need the Lord to be their God in life and death, and to bring them right through. Perhaps that's what the Lord does in the trials. Makes his people ready to depart. But to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Oh, but friends, we need much grace to speak in such a way. But may the Lord grant me sweet truth of it, and it may spring up in the hearts of his dear people, this life which is more abundant. This life may come to an end, oh, to have a good hope through grace that the saints possess, and to bear witness that they're of those sheep called by God, that know his voice, and how they walk according to his voice, and need him. Now some may say, well, that's very true. Well, friends, a shepherd's voice is powerful. It pierces the heart. It brings us into utter submission. It causes us to fall down the feet of the Lamb. And to acknowledge him in all our ways. I am come that they might have life. They might have it more abundantly. Now the matter must be left in this way. It's more abundant than the law can possibly give. More abundant than even what the saints expect. More abundantly to live and to be with Christ. Friends, we need the Lord to be with us in this pilgrimage journey, and to grant us the sweetness of this text, that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. Let's leave a few thoughts there. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Izzard is again expected to preach next Lord's Day. There will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Robert Field is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 756. Exceeding precious is my Lord, his love divinely free, and his dear name does health afford to sickly souls like me. 756.
Lord, we pray to be right. Keep back my servant also from presumptuous sins. We read, leave us not, Lord, to words. Grant to us thy grace. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, love of God the Father, and the communion and teaching of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you all. Amen.